You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the influencers formula, no, the TV talk show formula, where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. And you're listening on the IBGR Radio Network. We are now into episode 19, From Reels to Stories, Becoming a Video Authority on Social Media. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are still your hosts for this 13-week journey.
And I'm on the right show now.
We're on the right show. It'll be a lot of shows. We have a lot of shows. So remember that you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Yay. Got info, TV talk show formula. This is now, again, kind of revealed it the last episode, but we're getting into getting good behind the camera. We're also getting you into a little bit of a marketing plan so that you can begin to build your own audience, your own future viewers of your TV talk show. We are on the way to TV talk show, almost halfway through our journey together. I cannot believe that. Declan, we want to open this episode up with a quote, and we have some fantastic people.
I mean, man, they're brilliant.
Oh gosh. It's a great quote though. It's from Donna Cundy and Declan Oseguera, and it says, short form videos are the future of social media engagement. Become a video authority and master the different types of short form videos to build a loyal following. And why is that important?
First, what a great quote. Okay.
It is. Loyal following. You know, I like that it is about that. You know, before we get into this is important. I had a conversation with a colleague last week. And they were telling me about someone that they had interviewed for one of their programs. And my colleague does a lot around wealth mindset. And this other business owner said, "Well, I'm happy where I'm at. I don't want to grow any larger. I don't want six figures or seven figures." And as you're thinking about becoming an influencer or having a TV talk show formula, you got to be open to this idea that people are going to want to follow you.
Right. I'm still processing those words.
Yeah.
Well, I think for me, this takes us all the way back to the beginning of the whole series where we talked about the double vision. And if you are in business for yourself, especially a heart-centered business, you know, if you know that your goal or intention is to make an impact on lives, then that requires a loyal following.
Yeah.
And having, you know, an eye towards expanding your presence, and not from an egoic perspective, but so that more people can be reached and see and hear what you have to offer, and possibly be, you know, touched, moved, and inspired, work with you or have an impact in their lives, even if they didn't work with you. But all of those things are important to us. And so that requires being in front of the people.
Yeah. So become a person worth watching by becoming a video authority. Own that space. And part of that is knowing the technical terms, which is what we'll talk about in this episode, knowing how and when to use the different types of short form videos so that you can engage your audience and build a loyal following. Be okay with people wanting what you have.
That's, it sounds weird to hear those words. Be okay with people wanting what you have. But there's a lot of people who struggle with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why we started the whole program with the whole podcast season with talking about mindset and imposter syndrome and helping you to really move past the fear, doubt, and worry that keeps you from being seen and heard so that you can get out there and be of service, right?
Yeah. So last episode, we were talking in a broad sense that there's long form video, short form video, live video. This episode, Declan, you want to break down for us the different types of short form video? Because we said short form is where it's at.
Yes.
But you got to know that there's not just one kind of short form. Help us out.
Okay. Yes, there are many types of short form videos available, and it's different platform to platform. So they're not all on a unified basis at this point. Maybe that'll change in the future. But for now, it is important for you to know the lengths of short form videos for each of the platforms, and especially, of course, the platforms that you plan to be using to reach and build your loyal audience, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think what we can start with Reels. And Reels are specific to Instagram and Meta. Still not used to calling it Meta.
Yeah,
Facebook.
No. Facebook.
Facebook, right?
It'll always be Facebook.
So, and of course, they're the same. They're owned, but they are part of the same company. But in that world, the most popular kind of video content there is the Reel. And Reels can be anywhere from, you know, 10 seconds to 90 seconds. They can't be longer than 90 seconds. That said, you can upload videos longer than 90 seconds. They just wouldn't be called a reel anymore. But it's the reels that are incredibly popular there and that are a huge percentage of what people are consuming as they're scrolling through. So reels. Similar concept on the in the world of YouTube is their version is called a short or shorts. Except for their shorts are shorter. They're 60 seconds instead of the 90 seconds. And this is their YouTube brought this out to be competitive with Instagram, in particular with the Reels, and of course TikTok, right? Because it became such a craze to have short form videos now. So shorts. So if you're doing YouTube videos, it's a good idea to be thinking also about shorts as part of your strategy there. Stories. So stories are a section of the content page on Instagram and also on Facebook. And stories are much shorter. They can be up to about 20 seconds long each. And people consume those usually one after another. So if someone's in your stories and you have multiple items there, you have a couple of seconds to get them to want to keep going through and watching each of your stories. And you can use stories creatively to tell a story. So you might have a minute worth of a story idea that you want to share, story, like a message, but it could be broken into multiple stories that you post to Instagram and Facebook. So those are about 20 seconds long per chunk. LinkedIn, which we also definitely want you to be considering, and we haven't talked a lot about it yet, but LinkedIn doesn't have currently a short form video category, although you can upload any length of video to LinkedIn. And in a different episode or later, we're going to tell you more about how you can actually go live to LinkedIn when you're doing your show. So reels, shorts, stories. Those are the three that you want to have in your vocabulary because you're going to play with those as you're thinking about your marketing messages, especially soon as you're promoting your show, building your audience, or post-promoting episodes that you've already run.
I have to ask a question.
Please.
Reels and stories are both on Facebook and Instagram, but where are they located? Like, how do you know? How will I know what I'm looking at?
How will I know? You will know. So when you log into not your profile, but your main feed,
the news feed,
either Facebook or Instagram, stories are located usually across the top of that page. And they're a vertical format, right? Versus a portrait format, so, or a landscape format. So you'll see them up on top. Usually the algorithms will show you, I think, 4 to 5 different people from your world that are your friends up along the top of the page. Reels are going to show up just in the main feed. I think in the beginning they had their own section, but now they're just in the main feed. So
are they also vertical?
These are vertical, yes. So here we're talking about formats. So vertical is the size.
Yeah.
Like your phone, right? Versus a longer form video like you would see on YouTube, right? So
a movie style.
A movie style, yes. So yeah. Landscape is, so you're thinking of vertical or portrait, mm-hmm. and landscape or horizontal.
Gotcha. Okay. So we have just under 2 minutes. Declan, what do we want our listeners to do this episode?
All right. We would like you to pick, things are getting fun now, so your video destination. So pick the platform that you know that you want to reach your audience at, right? And you might have more than one, but so pick one for now. And you're going to pick a destination, and we want you to think of a topic for a video. So if you're going to do a short form video, you could think in terms of like a reel, right? So up to maybe 90 seconds, unless you're doing YouTube, in which case it would be 60 seconds, right? But a short form video, what topic could you talk about? And what is the objective? Why are you going to talk about that? And then once you have those three pieces, destination, topic, objective, map out what your message would be. And now you're drawing from the four elements of the hero's journey of the story arc. And you're keeping in mind that you only got 60 seconds.
Yeah, time yourself.
Or 90 seconds if you're going to do a reel.
Yep.
Yes. Speaking of time, we got to wrap this up. So we want you to practice telling your story. So this is your action step. You've mapped everything out. Now we want you to say it out loud. Time yourself to see how you can get it into that 60 to 90 second frame framework.
Yep. And that's a wrap. We want you to map it out, practice it out loud. Ending episode 19, From Reels to Stories, Becoming a Video Authority on Social Media. I'm Donna Cundy.
I'm Declan O'Segara.
We'll be right back.